You're listening to SBS News.
Yeah, look, this one no good, okay? Like this one open.
When Birinder Puri walked off the street and into the packing room of Valicia Farms a year ago, he could only say two things in English: job and what time start. Today he heads up production, managing a team of 30.
Yeah, I'm start pack line as a packer, and now I'm leading hand, and now I'm production of head as a production manager, because always as in supporting me.
A mechanical engineer in India, his qualifications weren't recognised in Australia, and his lack of English language left him unable to get work in his field.
I try, but I was not successful, and after I found this job and joining this job, and I'm happy now.
Managing Director Catherine Valicia says Puri, as they call him, displayed an incredible work ethic and dedication from day one. She says there was just one thing holding him back.
A lot of times when he did try to speak English, because he is so intelligent and he has so much to offer, you could see his frustration when he was, you know, trying to converse.
Many of Valicia Farm's workers are from non-English speaking backgrounds, including migrants from India and refugees from South Sudan, Vietnam and Cambodia. Some have fled conflict, arriving with nothing but a desire for a better life. Ms. Valicia says they display qualities that can't be taught.
Courage and determination, and I think they're fabulous attributes to then build other skills which can be learnt.
So a year ago, when the farm required managerial staff, instead of hiring outside, Ms. Valicia set about upskilling the talent she had on the packing line with English lessons.
Now tell us about how you found work. Nya, can you ask Puri, how have you...
Speak Better English tutor Meryl Johnson created a specialised program for agricultural workers and delivers lessons, usually via Skype, twice a week to workers at Valicia Farms. She says it's the first of its kind and is already producing benefits on and off the farm.
People from different nationalities now have at least basic English to converse with each other. And some of the students who've been working with me the longest are really taking their English out into everyday life.
The latest Federal Agriculture Department figures say people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds represent at least 11% of all of Australia's agriculture industry employees. That's an increase from 9% in 2011. Catherine Valicia says migrant workers are already filling labour shortages in the agricultural industry Australia-wide, but her farm shows just what is possible when employers nurture staff as well as their crops.
To run a business that isn't just purely about money, even though it does need to make money, but that's the job of an employer or a leader in any sense.
The business now has three key staff working in sales, accounts and production management who started on the packing line. From vegetable picker to production manager, Birinder Puri says he's now living his dream.
I found the good life and better life, and in future I'm spend my life here.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.